Hello and welcome to Discover Daily, your daily dose of the top stories from Perplexity's Discover feed. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. Today, we'll be exploring the ethical concerns surrounding Adobe's AI image generator, celebrating SpaceX's record-breaking rocket reusability, and uncovering the deceptive world of fake video podcast ads. Let's start with Adobe's Firefly. When the company first introduced this innovative AI image generator, they emphasized that it was trained predominantly on Adobe stock images, ensuring a commercially safe and ethically sound alternative to other AI models that scrape images from the internet. However, it has now been revealed that Adobe also used AI-generated content from competitors like Midjourney to refine Firefly's model. Adobe responded by stating that only 5% of the images used to train Firefly came from AI images created by other platforms. They had even offered bonus payments to people who contributed to the Adobe stock database for training its AI, including those who submitted AI-generated images. This approach has sparked a debate over the ethics of using AI-generated content for training purposes and the transparency of such practices. It highlights the complexities and ethical considerations in the development of AI technologies, especially regarding the sourcing and use of training data. Now let's talk about SpaceX's incredible achievement in rocket reusability. On April 12, 2024, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket first stage for a record 20th time from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. This mission involved deploying 23 Starlink internet satellites into low Earth orbit, and the first stage successfully landed on the drone ship A Shortfall of Gravitas in the Atlantic Ocean after the launch. SpaceX's Vice President for Build and Reliability, Bill Gerstenmaier, mentioned that the company is working to certify the Falcon 9 rocket for up to 20 reuses, which would enable them to meet their ambitious launch manifest. They aim to launch up to 100 missions in 2023, nearly double what they launched in 2022. The reusability of the Falcon 9's first stage booster has been a key factor in reducing the cost of spaceflight, as rockets have traditionally been discarded after each use, making spaceflight incredibly expensive. SpaceX's fleet-leading booster has launched a significant number of spacecraft and payloads, and the company has a fleet of around 16 flight-proven Falcon boosters, with several more new-build rockets slated to fly by the end of the year. Finally, let's discuss the phenomenon of fake video podcast ads. This involves actors being hired to create content that mimics the authenticity of a podcast interview or segment. These ads are designed to promote products or services and are often presented as organic, genuine conversations, despite being scripted and paid for by brands. Ashley Carman, formerly of The Verge and now with Bloomberg, reported on this deceptive advertising trend, highlighting the case of an actor named Wolf, who earns $195 for every one-minute advertisement he creates. Wolf advertises his services on Fiverr, offering to fabricate user-generated content podcast video ads using the client's script. The practice has been criticized for potentially misleading consumers and contributing to the spread of misinformation, especially at a time when deepfakes and AI tools are becoming more sophisticated. Influencers and content creators have called out this trend, and it has even been parodied and mocked by other internet personalities, indicating a growing awareness of the tactic. Well, that's all for today's episode of Discover Daily. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe to Discover Daily on your favorite podcast platform. For more information on the stories we covered today, check out the episode description for links. And if you want to learn anything about everything, download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS. We'll be back tomorrow with another exciting lineup of stories. Until then, stay curious.